This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are showing improvement, though transmission is still elevated. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell on Wednesday for the first time in more than 2 months. They dropped from 323 to 304, according to the state dashboard. Transmission may be easing as well. About 2 weeks ago, the positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, rose to nearly 13%. On Monday, it fell to 11.2%. Subvariants of Omicron are driving infections. One known as BA.2.12 made up about 60% of cases, but other new super-transmissible strains like BA.4 and BA.5 make up a growing share of cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators voted for a bipartisan gun safety bill Thursday. The bill would put new checks on gun purchases and boost funding for mental health and school safety. Michael Bennett spoke on the Senate floor.
I don't know how anybody on this floor could object to any of those ideas. I don't know how anyone could go home and say they opposed investing in mental health or making sure they're not letting a troubled 18-year-old have access to an AR-15.
The bill passed the Senate and now goes to the House, where Republicans oppose the bill. Next week's primary election in Pueblo County will be under the supervision of an outside manager. The Secretary of State's office is investigating ballot irregularities. Some Pueblo County ballots were missing races or included incorrect primaries. Outside managers are overseeing elections in Mesa and Elbert counties, where county clerks have been accused of security breaches. A statewide race in Colorado's primary is getting national attention. One of the candidates has been in front of the movement to deny the 2020 election results.
I'm not going in for title or recognition or position. I'm going in to fix things. I'm going in to make it better.
That's one of the Republicans to be Colorado's top election official. And there's more on the candidates later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.